When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I used to go there sometimes. It was always spring. Oh, springtime, springtime, I'm a shearing. And it's then you will see the window. To the West Country stations are steering, are seeking a job off the coast. With a ragged old swag on his shoulder, and a billy can pot in my hand, I tell you we'll astonish the new chums to see how we travel the land.
The springtime, it brings on the shearing.
We usually have one main shearing a year, usually in August, which is just sort of coming into spring.
Craig, Bill, Dick, Jerry,
Greg,
Danny,
Bill,
Stefan,
Dick, Jerry, Danny, Stefan.
I probably know them and not realise that they're shears. To me, they're just people. I don't ask everybody, you know, what do you do for a living? But people are people. It doesn't matter what their job is. They still go to work.
RJ, Liz, Bob, Bundy, Barney, Kel.
RJ, Marcus, Liz,
Malcolm,
Bob, Bundy,
Tony,
Barney, Kel.
Albert.
Marcus, Malcolm, Tony, Albert.
It was always spring. The road was blue and then red. It ran straight to the centre.
Oh, the springtime it brings on the shearing. And it's then you'll see him in droves, to the West Country stations all steering, the seeking a job of the coves. Ragged old swag on his shoulder and a billy quart pot in his hand, I tell you we'll astonish the new chums to see how we travel the land.
It's
First, the Aboriginals. Then the newcomers. Freemen and convicts. Then the sheep. At almost the same time. The freemen take the best lands, ravage them, overpopulate them with sheep, which the former convicts mind and shear. The Aboriginals, it was said, rape white women, steal white men's food, kill white men's sheep. They had to learn, it was also said, that a sheep was not to be eaten like a kangaroo. But before they had time to learn this, they disappeared. They made way for the sheep.
It was always spring. The road was blue and then red.
This is more of an orange soil.
Superficially, it's round about here that the colour starts to change, isn't it?
Yes, it gets red. Back between Dubbo and Wellington, that was volcanic country there. And you can see on the paddocks where the lava flows ran. There'll be red ground, and then you'll see a tongue of darker soil coming down into it where there was an ancient, millions and millions of years ago, lava flow.
Yes. Funny country, isn't it?
There were squatters out in this district in the 1830s, but I don't know how on earth they used to make a living. Must have taken them 6 months to walk the cattle to Sydney. But this was a sort of dead end.
But this is the Western Plain.
Geographically, it's the central Western Plains. As you can see, it's flat for as far as you can see. There's not a hill for 100 miles, more or less. But, you get used to it. I think I'm rather frightened of hills now.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
My mother's people came out from Northern Ireland in 1873, and then they owned, by 1950, five properties outright. They divided those five properties amongst the five members of the family, and my mother drew Illibunda. My father was a sailor, and mother fell in love with this handsome young first mate, and
did your father come from Ireland too?
No, he was from Scotland.
51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60.
My grandfather came out from England in a sailing ship, I think, in about 1858 or something. My father's people came from Manchester in England, and I think mother's people came from down round Cornwall.
81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89.
We built this house about 24 years ago, I think. We lived in what we call the old house, which is a couple of miles further down on the other side of the Crooked Creek.
It was a quaint old place. It was a quaint old house.
Farms? Yeah. We all want to have a bloody farm, but we haven't got the money. Properties. Like if I had the money to have a farm, I'd be up the coast on a big yacht. Or something. A few little lovelies laying around.
Yeah, Dick. I'd be the same too. If I had enough money to buy a place, I wouldn't buy it. I'd invest for a course and just play around on that a bit.
You'd have to put up a bloody shearers every year again, wouldn't you? You're trying to get away from the shearers. You're trying to get away from that. You'd have to get something different. I'd be too hard on them anyway.
You would?
Oh, yeah, they would.
This is the Western Plain, swamps and clay pan, all bare and yellow, the black country, and the red.
You get your big swamps and you get clay pan and the red ground, you know.
They came from afar, 300, 400, 500 kilometres, some on foot, others in sulkies, most on horseback.
At the farm they were given a billy can, a knife and a fork, and half a kerosene tin to wash in. The squatter usually provided quarters for the shearers, and a paddock for the horses. For a paddock, a shearer had to pay 1 shilling per horse per week.
They follow the seasons. They travel alone, without women.
They used to have a like stoop day, you know? Not like bales, you know? Stoop. Mm. You get your chaff bag and you go and fill it up with straw and throw it on this bed like a coffin. Wooden bed. Light your own lamp up and put him out before he went to sleep in case the place caught on fire. Yeah, it's good to smoke.
Yeah.
You really, you're living good today.
Made you break it.
It is a lousy life. It will be a lousy life. It will ever be a lousy life. And you know why it'll be a lousy life? Because your trouble body wants to go to it and the blokes come out.
Here there are swamps and clay pan, all bare and yellow, the black country and the red. This is the Western Plain.
Shearing on the western plains where the grass is full of sand. At Corranbar and Kirchie, that's the place to try your hand. Where the sheep are tall and wiry and they feed on the Mitchell grass. And every second one of them is next to cobbling class. And a pen chuck full of cobblers is a shearer's dream of hell. So loud and lurid are their words when they get one on the bell.
I've been shearing 36 years.
That's a long time.
That's a long time. Yeah. Hard work. Hard work. So I don't know how long it'll last now. I'm 54 now, so I might make 60 with a bit of luck. Might not, Bob.
The first question they asked was...
This is the first shearing shed you've ever been in?
No, it's not.
Oh, it's not the first one?
No.
But you've got to hear some poetry, isn't it?
Yeah, with all the pretty smell of stuff on.
Yeah, you got pretty smell of stuff on.
Yeah.
Put all the gear on.
No, but I didn't
know the question. Oh, yeah, he does smell pretty.
Not as the one that you started off like this. I dreamt I saw in a shearing shed, and it was the joy of dream. And every rouse about was dressed up as a girl, dressed up as the panting peacock. And every ram was polished. And every night for the billabong, we danced to the German band.
Elvin.
Right.
Cheers,
mate.
I sure in a shearing shed, and it was a dream of joy. For every one of them roustabouts was a girl dressed up as a boy. Dressed up like a page in a pantomime, as pretty as ever I've seen. They had long dark hair and short blonde hair and every shade between.
The shed is made of cypress pine from the farm, irregularly cut, 40 metres long, 14 metres wide. On the left is a board that stands for 10 shearers. Quite empty. It's quite empty. A few racks, some slatted tables. Press, baskets, bales, a bell, a circular saw blade that you hit with an old bit of iron. A clock.
There's two of them girls to every chap, and as jealous as I could be. There's two of them girls to every chap. Six of them picked on me. We were sharing them out on the homeward run, giving them out like steam. And I woke with me head in the blazing sun and found was a shearer's dream.
I came from afar. 300, 400, 500 kilometers to shear in a shed, which was dark and low and dusty and open to the full wind.
A shearer could be fined if he did not shear more than 100 sheep a day, if he smelt of alcohol, if he left the shed without first asking permission, if he cut a teat or a vein, if he tore or trampled on a fleece, if he carried, instead of dragging it, a sheep to the place where it would be shorn, if he used bad language, if he sang or whistled, or was in any other way rowdy or unruly.
You might get that buzzing noise in years. After a while, you don't hear it. No, you get that buzzing noise in years. You get used to that buzzing noise.
Good man, I need some of the hours.
Came from afar, 300, 400, 500 kilometers, some on foot, others in sulkies, most on horseback.
In 1842, a shearer earned 20 shillings for 100 sheep. In 1843, 13 shillings. In 1844, 12 shillings. In 1845, 10 shillings. In 1846, 13 or 14 shillings. In 1847, 14 shillings and sixpence. It all depended on the squatter and the farm. There was no union.
If you're a shearer, you're supposed to be a pretty good whinger.
Pretty good whinger.
Whingers, yeah, or apparently they're worse than women.
I like it. I hate shearing, but I like the life. Oh, I hate shearing.
And did they like sheep?
Do you like sheep or not?
not really.
Why?
Well, it's stupid. Pretty dumb. Stupid, dumb.
They're ominous, the crows. Are they here for the sheep?
Yes, you can hear them a long way off. Are the crows around for the sheep?
old story about crows. They say crows pick out the baby lamb, the little lamb's eyes.
They do that.
It's true.
Yes. Well, and any sheep that can't get up, the eyes, the first part they go for.
Really? They're ominous, the crows. Are they here for the sheep?
The second question they asked was...
What's your... Don't say
you're going to... Baby face.
You're worse than the shoes are in. You've got another name. What are you saying?
Their names were... Greg. Bill. Dick. Jerry. Danny. Stefan. RJ, Liz, Bob,
then Jerry Drady, and then me, Danny Cummins, and then there's Stephen Corn, and then RJ White, alias, Malcolm Tinkerson, Plaza, then Toby Madison, Woolcrest,
Albert the Penner up.
Albert the Penner up.
Come here, today, on you.
He's the fellow who's ringing the shed, shearing the most in the shed.
The bloke in front.
He's the gunner.
The
bloke in front. Ringer.
Gee, he was a greasy.
And the cook, you don't call him the cook. Oh, no.
He's a bait mate.
The cook. The cook. No, cook is a greasy bastard. You know who he is.
He's a bait mate.
He's a chef. And
what
do you call
him? Liar. Yeah.
The
boss.
The boss?
What do you call him? Well, he's called Liar.
There was no union.
Is the
shearers union? The AWU, Australian Workers Union. Oh. Yeah.
And do all shearers belong?
99% of them, I think. All the shearers that I know are, anyway.
Bloody the scabs, it wouldn't mean it, would it?
It's always been the same union, yeah. Mm-hmm.
They formed it, didn't they?
Yeah, okay. 1890 or something. What it was like those days, I wouldn't have a bloody clue. It's pretty rough, I would assume.
1874, the first attempt to found a shearers' union. Campaigns, meetings. The squatters were not pleased. Unionists refused to work alongside non-unionists. It was forbidden to hire shearers who did belong to the union.
A scabby form lay rotting upon a filthy bed. It smelled a damn sight nicer for the weeks it had been dead. There's no maggots on his carcass, there's no worms to crawl and feast. The blowflies turn their noses up. They will not blow this beast. So what's the use of scabbing? He cannot go to hell. The maggots and the blowflies have blackened him as well.
The sheep were not shorn. Strikes, strikers' camps, armed police rode off across the countryside, confrontations, arrests.
I don't care if the cause be wrong or if the cause be right. I've had my day and sung me song and fought the bitter fight. In truth, at times I cannot tell what the men are driving at, but I've been a union 30 years and I'm too old to rat.
In Queensland, they began to run out of handcuffs. Pillaging and destruction. Fences and gates destroyed, burnt down. The The sheep, which had not been shorn, died from an excess of wool. People spoke of the possibility of a Republican coup d'etat. In the event of a civil war, it was recommended that all alcoholic beverages be hidden, poured out, or otherwise removed from public houses.
I used to go there sometimes. It was always spring. It smelled of wool and of peppercorn trees.
They're ominous, the crows. Are they here for the sheep?
They came from afar. I watched from a distance. Sometimes I'd hear them singing in the dark.
They're ominous, the crows.
You could say a unique club, and that club has no female members, and therefore it shouldn't have any female members.
Girls from the city, our hearts rebel as we squint at their tiny feet. They gush and say in a girly way that the dear little lambs are sweet. And Bill the ringer, who'd scorn the use of a childish word like damn, would give a pound that his tongue were loose as he tackles a lively lamb.
Was the ducks on the pond?
Mm.
You know, you've worked out what that means?
Ducks on the pond, you've
women
out.
Women on the board.
They don't swear.
That's no swear. Yes. No, that's what it means. Ducks on the pond.
That's fair to him. As soon as the first bloke you see is
a
woman.
Ducks on the pond?
Ducks on the pond. That's fair to him, too.
Mm-hmm.
Ducks on the pond.
The image of the duck is very revealing too, that you must float on the surface of it and disappear, fly away. Not really. It's not a stone in the pond, it's a duck. You sense you enter there through a pavement and through some sort of pavement to the older shearers. It's a long story behind it.
The third question they asked was, would I go to the shearer's ball?
Going on.
but that was a long time ago.
Tell you, if these walls complete, I'll let you know.
Go on, Ellie, tell us the yarn. Now, tell us the yarn, please. You're on the camera.
Albert, we want to know the story of the beaker's cup.
How classy is the fellow? What is the fastest?
Albert, tell them about the time you rode the boat into town, you tied it up and you went to row it home.
Go on, mate.
What was the time that you said you pulled up at the... You pull up a dog at home with you and your brother.
Didn't he able to be as alive now? You write a book on Albert and his brother.
Take us a clock now.
What are you doing there to your beard?
He's putting pork in it.
Millard Moon. Millard Moon.
Black and tan.
Oh, did he look important? No, did he look like one of them?
He looks like Roger Clemson, doesn't he?
Yeah. No,
he looked like Donald Bradman did.
No, I looked like this guy, Don Bradman.
Yeah.
I used to play a bit of cricket once.
There it comes.
Yeah. I used to play a bit of cricket once. Mm. I used to play a lot of football, though. And I used to play in the Melbourne League. And that was a long time ago.
That was a long time ago.
The only things I've never done up to date, but I will do it.
Hey, bring the goon in, Dad.
One thing I've never done.
Bring the goon in.
The Americans, the
Yanks.
Yanks overseas, I'd give me $10 million to shear a sheep on top of the moon. On top of the moon, $10 million. Yeah, $10 million for one sheep. $10 million.
I'm going to have a plonk with a hand drunk. Hey, guys.
All right, then we're trading. We're going
to. You have to be.
Yeah, we're supposed to be a mob of scum last year. Is that fair enough?
Oh, yeah, the lowest thing.
We're the lowest thing in the world.
Yeah.
But there's only life, most of us know. It's you and chips. So what else are we going to do? There's 7 scars there, 7 stitches. 3 across there.
What would know me?
No, I thought I was going to bleed it out. Cool. Cruel game. But I'd like to see anyone else, any other industry that carries a sweat towel. I'm earning $100 a day. Isn't that finna? For me it is, anyway. You got yourself to keep yourself in grog and wine. All right.
Yeah, why not? Okay, do you know what the main driving force behind us all is to keep us going up there every day?
Ooh. Guts and determination. Guts and determination.
You know what it is, no brains.
Guts and determination. Make money.
Sure, the rouse about it, the brain's not.
Yeah, make money.
We're not here to make love. We're not to make love too.
We don't make love. But get him.
And Killarney Lake put into Botany Bay. If the River Shannon joined the Brisbane waters. And doubling down and open disappeared.
Killed that pinkhead cow?
Who were they?
When you
kill a pig, you really kill a pig, can't you?
Everyone needs to like you just do away with that.
That's
been a ball.
It was always spring.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.